We'd love to have you join us. We have been going through the rhythm of Niken, the 90-day cycle, and there's a small group of us. What do we got? About 9 of us that have chosen to hold each other accountable and bare our souls, so to speak, share our goals with each other. And we're just venturing into the second month of that 90-day cycle or the rhythm of Niken. And this is the accountability portion. And one of our team members, Harold Walkup, is going to play the MC and facilitator today so I can run out the door for a prior commitment. And so, Harold, if you're on the line, I'm going to toss the baton to you. And Harold's not there yet, but he will be. Okay. Do we have, who are the other folks on the call so far? I'm looking for Kathy, Susan, Ken, Molly, Harold, Janice, Steve, Mary Margaret.
Yes.
Hi, Vance. Can you hear me? It's Ken.
There we go. Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Triple M.
Kathy Clark.
Yes, Susan.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, Susan. I'm still looking for Harold. Did he get gun-shy on me, or did I transition too quickly?
Good morning, Vance. This is Steve.
Good morning, Steve. Did you guys enjoy Mary and Cliff?
Yeah.
Very much.
I did.
They were, I tell you, these guys, Cleveland's got a whole mess of people that just powerful, powerful, amazing product stories to share. And I've got a whole stack of business cards, so I'm going to go through them one by one. So we've got Kathy, Susan.
Hi, Vance.
There you are. I did this grandiose introduction, and then you just...
I heard. Well, you told me that I didn't have to do anything. All I have to do is just stay on the line. It would transition over, but that's not true.
That's right. I'm sorry about that. So, okay, well, Harold, I'm going to turn it over. I know that you're going to have to keep asking for people like Janice because she always speaks up at the very, very end of the call. Mary Margaret's here. Steve is on board. Ken is here, Susan and Kathy. So Molly and Janice, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, and I'm forgetting one other person. Who am I forgetting?
How about Harold?
No, I got you. I'm looking at my count of scribbled names. There's somebody else that I have on my list here.
Kathy Prudensky.
What's that?
Kathy Prudensky.
Oh, there we go. Yes. Kathy, that's the other Kathy. Kathy, are you
I'm
on?
I'm here. That? I'm here.
There we
I'm
go.
Here.
Okay. All right. So Molly and Janice are still out there somewhere that I know they'll be joining. So, Harold, I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm going to run out the door for my firefighter's breakfast. I can go be the mascot for a little bit, and we'll regroup and chat next week. Did everybody get the email that I sent you with the list and the contact information?
Yes.
They sent, please, if you did not, please send me an email, and I'll make sure you get that in the next couple days. So. Okay, Harold, the baton is yours. Take it away.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, good morning, everyone. What I thought we would do is go through and hear how everyone who is silver, and what their feelings were at that time, sort of give me an idea of what you did step by step to go silver. And I thought we might start with Susan. Susan, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I went silver several years ago, and... As I was listening to the call this past week, the Pathfinder call, I realized it brought me back to the excitement of doing it and reminded me of how many people that I had to see and how many people that I connected with my upline. And so it was constant talking, and it seems like everyone else, it also happened on the last day of the month for me. But it was pretty, just seeing people, talking with them, making more appointments and connecting with my upline.
Well, when you say you had to see a lot of people, do you remember about how many you had to get in the sort of the pipeline to get it going?
I would say I had about 40 going, talking to people constantly. And then, but I just, obviously not all of those followed through. I did it when we had to have the 20,000 and did it in a month. And had a lot of product sales and... only 2 that have been business builders. So it's today it's the continual talking to new people to find out who wants this.
Okay. And how many seniors, executives, and stuff did you break during that time?
I broke 2 executives and
right.
3 seniors, and the rest was product sales.
Well, you know, product sales are always in there, and sometimes that's
absolutely
a good profitable way to do it, too. So
yeah.
do you still have those 2 executives? Are they still in your business?
One is one of my silvers, and the other one is not.
So how many silvers do you have in your downline right now?
I have 2.
2. Great. Are they front level?
Yes. Well, I actually have 3 in my organization. 2 are front level.
Okay. So you only need 1 more to go gold.
Yes.
Okay. Is that where you're working toward?
Yes. Actually, I've decided that I'd like to look at it and have gold be a stop on the journey rather than the mistake that I made was, I think, like other people being so excited to get the silver and sort of stopping there. And so I don't
right.
want to have gold be the end-all, be-all, but rather the step to platinum and beyond.
Well, I think a lot of people look at, you know, the levels as being very important, and, you know, they are. But the real important part is building the organization, going wide,
yeah.
going deep, working with your other people. So that's always really a good starting point, but it's not the, like you say, end-all, be-all by getting to a different level, because there are lots more levels to go to.
I think listening to the Sunday call also was excellent because it reminded me of something that I am not doing as well as I should, which is I sort of, when a person on my team gets to silver, have entrusted them with running their business, but realizing that that is still part of my business and I need to be tapping down into to their teams also.
That's really an excellent point. You know, we do forget that. Once someone goes silver under you, they don't need a lot of help sometimes, it seems like, and they seem to be doing okay. But it's our business. You know, it's not just you know, theirs. It's ours together. So we need to work together. Well, thank you, Susan. I appreciate it. If you think of something else, you know, along the line, you know, pop in there, too. Is Molly? Did Molly Chang come on the line yet? Not yet. And how about Janice? Okay. Ken?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So you and I talked a couple times.
You have some really great ideas in the way you do your business.
Well, thank you very much.
As a matter of fact, can I ask a real quick question about what you started doing?
Sure.
In what area? You said you were going to do the PowerPoint at the retirement center, and I was wondering, where do you get your PowerPoint, and do you have to buy a projector and a laptop computer, or how do you set that up?
Let me tell you what I did. I set up the PowerPoint through on my computer, just Microsoft PowerPoint,
mm-hmm.
and I drag photos, I get things off the internet, I do things with Mecan. And just build a step-by-step database, just walking. It's like I'm trying to teach someone what I'm doing and how they can, you know, benefit from what kind of products we might have. And so I just take it step-by-step about weight loss, what you can do for prevention, what happens when you get diabetic neuropathy, I have photographs. So it's just a lot of different things. So that program is going to be this coming Tuesday. I could have 2 people there. I could have 40 people there. I don't really know. This is the first time. But it's like anything, you know, you try different things to see what works. So that's what I'm doing. I try different things, try to get new ideas as much as I can in order to contact more people. And it's always better to talk to 20 people at one time, at one location, than it is a coffee meet, you know, 10 times in a month or whatever, and having to travel and go and do different things all the time. So if you can, always try and set up something so that you can talk to several people at one time. one of the other things I did that helped me go silver is I joined Toastmasters. And one of the things in Toastmasters they want you to do when you first join is to get up and tell about yourself. And so that's what I did. I got up and told what I did for business and how it changed my life, my wife's life. And from that, I got around $2,000 in sales and a senior out of that. And so you never know what's going to happen when you start contacting and talking to a few people or a lot of people.
So did they let you solicit, or was it kind of indirectly? Because I thought you can't solicit there. I thought of joining that, too, just to become a better speaker.
Right. That's exactly what I did. That's what I said. But it's about your life, what you do. And I do a lot of things. I teach art. I do trainings. And then I told about having a car wreck and how I suffered through that and what I did to get better. I didn't really mention NICAN. I didn't mention magnetics. I just said I tried some things that a doctor recommended for me, and I got amazing results. And at the end of the meeting, people came up to me and says, what the heck happened? You know, I've got headaches all the time. I don't sleep well.
Wow.
And I said, well, let's just go out and we'll have coffee one of these days, and I'll tell you what happened. So I didn't solicit. I just told my story, and then people came to me, and that's what you really want anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about you, Kim. How did you go silver, and what did you see when you saw?
Well, I went silver a number of years ago. And, you know, it was probably not the best way to do it because I just wanted to get the rank, you know, and a lot of the people that I had then are gone. I almost have a whole new downline, but, I went when they were doing a special on the Air 5s had just come out, and they were doing two for one or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I just went through my downline and I contacted everybody, all the inactive ones and maybe even some people that kind of quit. And I just approached those people as well as new people. And I offered deals like, you know, I'll give you, I can't remember how I phrase it, but like if you place an order, then I'll give you a discount on this Air 5 or whatever. I did a lot of deals and just approached everybody and just tried to make, I did a lot of sales, you know, just to get my volume. I mean, silver is all about volume.
Right.
And I just wanted the rank and, you know.
Well, you know, in a way, I don't disagree with that at some points. It's always nice to be able to build wide and get your silver on a step-by-step. But silver maximizes your discount also. So that's, you know, sometimes we have to do the retail sales in order to do that if you don't have enough people in the organization. Part of it is making a decision. You made a decision, it sounds like, that month. That sound right?
And I got my, I had at least three seniors, and I did have that. But a lot, like I only have, I have a bronze, and a senior left from that time, because I think I got silver in 2004 is when I think I got silver. And that's all I have. The rest of my downline quit.
Well, I mean, that's not uncommon either. People come and go. But, you know, you're saying that, you know, you've got two people left who are still in your business after 4 years. That's good, because
yeah,
sometimes
like
that doesn't happen. Especially in other businesses, you know, I remember having my bookstore, I would have to be hiring somebody every 6 months because they would quit and leave, go to school, things changed in their lives, and things just happened.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that, because that's a good start.
Thanks.
So, Kathy Clark, are you there?
I'm here.
You're bronze at this point. Why don't you tell me the stuff you're going through?
Well, I have, I'm going through a lot right now with it. I have the pleasure and honor of having my upline, Dr. Carol Guth, coming to stay with me and help build business at the end of the month. And right now, I am scheduling presentations not individual, but like you say, groups, like in homes, but where I can get anywhere from, you know, 5 to 25 people there. For example, I participate in a Bible study on Thursday mornings, and I asked the ladies the other morning if they would be interested in taking advantage of a time with Dr. Guth. You know, I explained, I don't get her here except for every other year. And, you know, put the sense of urgency in there, told a few of her credentials. Oh, man, they jumped at it. They said, oh, yeah, by all means.
Great.
We want. So that's what I'm doing right now is I'm setting up a lot of, making a lot of appointments for presentations like that, talking to a lot of people. And I'm working with my downline as well. I have one that is a business builder, and so we're working, I'm going to be working with him today on setting up, again, similar things where we've got in-homes or wellness previews, whatever, set up for his prospects as well. So we're working really hard on numbers right now.
On the doctor. Tell me the name again of the doctor.
Dr. Carol Guth. It's G-U-T-H. She's from North Carolina.
Okay. Did you approach her and ask her to give you a hand, or is she a volunteer, or what's going on?
Well, sort of mutual. She's my upline, my mentor, my coach, and she was going to be over on the West Coast, and we worked out a time that would work to have her here. So she's always available when I, you know, for helping. But she also has a pretty active downline, so she's in demand.
Right. And are you in California?
No, I'm up in the Seattle area.
In Seattle, okay, and we're down in the Portland area. So what do you see for yourself over the next couple of months? You know, it sounds like you're putting a lot of people together. You see some excitement happening. You know, what do you think is going to be going on the next 60 days? That's how much time we have left in this 90-day flow period.
My goal in the next 60 days, obviously, my goal for myself is to be sober, but it's not just myself being sober. My business builder, it's my goal to have him sober. So it's my goal to be sober with one sober leg.
Okay. That's an excellent goal, and that also really does a lot to build your business, too. When you have a sober, they're seeing the excitement you have. Really makes a huge difference in what's going on in your organization. So,
really?
Did Molly ever come online? Go ahead. Did Molly ever come online? And how about Janice? They're my other two silvers. Well, I wondered if Char was online. I know they were still getting into the Portland area recently, so they may have a tough time this morning, too. It sounded like everybody was really busy.
We're here.
Are you?
Yeah, you just had her on mute, so we're just listening. You're doing a great job. I love it.
Well, I know you guys are Royal Diamonds, but I was wondering if you remembered your first silver.
Yeah, real vaguely, boy. That goes back a long time.
Oh, I know things change, and the organization and the business changes, but I was wondering if you could tell us about what kind of experience you had doing your first silver when you
were young. Well, what I really remember about our first Silver Herald is that I told my wife that we would never make it off because she became our very first silver, our very first gold, and our very first platinum, and also the car and so. We went diamond. So, you know, that's what I remember about the whole thing, but I can't remember, you know, much about how I was put together.
I know that I've met her many times. She's a wonderful lady, and she's still in the business.
Oh, yeah.
After how many years? Is that 16 years?
Almost 16 years now. Yeah, she was the very first person we signed up, I think. So it was a neat experience.
I always think that's amazing that in this business that people we first meet, you know, in our very first week sometimes, are still in our business. That's the way it is with me. My first silver, I met at my store, and they are still in my organization. It's always amazing to me after, for me, 8 years, that someone I first met is still with me. And I think it has a lot to do with the power of Nikan.
Did you know that person before?
No, I did not know that person before.
Hear that. How long's it been since you've known?
8 years.
Now you've been having a new friend in 8 years, isn't that something?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And they were just customers. That's the only way I knew them. I placed a few orders for them. And he came in one day and said, how's business? And I said, which one?
That's good.
And he said, well, do you have something besides the bookstore? And I said, yes. And that's how it got started. I said, I have a health business. And we had just, well, I doubt if we'd been in the business 90 days at that point. So we were just very young at this. And I said, well, why don't we go out to coffee? Because that's what everybody said that you're supposed to do. So we went to coffee, he and his wife. And I told him a little bit about Nikan, and we sat there for a little bit, and I said, and we have a wellness preview once a week, and there will be doctors there and all sorts of ways to learn about the business. And he said, when's the next one? And I said, well, actually, it's about 45 minutes. And he says, can we go? And I said, well, sure. I didn't know what to say.
Well, it's in about 45 minutes, the preview, right?
The wellness preview, right?
Yeah.
And it happened to be that evening, and so they went. And it was interesting the way we finally went silver, though. So this is my story about how we went silver.
Okay.
He was my executive at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting at McCormick & Schmidt, which is a restaurant here in Portland, having dinner at about 8 o'clock at night. And during dinner, he got a phone call. And on the phone call, it was one of his new people who had just signed up, and they had decided they would like to go executive. So at that point, we were around $5,000 total volume for our business, 8 o'clock on Saturday night, with the last day of the month, the following Tuesday. So we decided that maybe we could go silver. You know, we heard all about it, what you had to do for volume. We had some, both of us had three seniors at that point. So we came home at 10 o'clock at night, that Saturday night, and we sit down and we just made a list of who we thought might be interested in doing some more of this business and getting to a new level. And so from Saturday night at 10 o'clock when we were at $5,000 until Monday around 1 o'clock, we did another $15,000 in sales.
Oh, fantastic.
So we were silver at that point, and then he went silver the following day at 5 o'clock. So we broke ourselves and a downline silver over a weekend, which I thought was the most amazing thing I'd ever heard. That's $20,000 total sales. And that was more than I did in my bookstore after 13 years.
That's fantastic. Well, yeah. So I heard you speak, you know, when you're talking about the head of the group, you said something about a doctor introduced you. I know you're in an organization, a down organization, and it's hard for me to remember everybody, but I can't remember who you're down there near.
Upline is Dr. Schumalski.
Oh, okay, that's who I thought. Okay.
Yes.
All right, great.
Dr. Schumalski is the chief MRI physicist at medical school here.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't do a lot in the organization anymore, mainly because he's traveling to Europe for the last 3 years, putting in two huge, gigantic MRI systems at the medical school here.
Oh,
and they built that new building for one of the MRIs. They left one whole side of the building open so they could get a crane and put that in the side of the building before they closed it up.
Isn't that something?
So that's what he's been doing for 3 years, so I don't get to talk to him too much. But he's still active in the organization. His wife is. They sell products all the time, so it's fun.
Yeah, right. Well, and then we had the opportunity of being with some of your upline on our adventures and I call it an adventure. We had a little 8,000-mile trip around the United States. We just got back yesterday evening, and we met with your upline. Let's see, it goes, well, it'll be Dave Solstice.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, I know.
And,
I love Dave.
And then Gary Macklin.
I love Gary. Gary calls me up every once in a while. Says, Harold, I see you've got a new downline.
There you go.
I think he likes that.
Leon Davis.
Yes. Now, I haven't met Leon in
Oh, haven't you? Oh, okay. Yeah, they're neat people. So, yeah, you got some neat upline. So.
I do. Yeah, Leon and Peggy send me emails, and we talk on the phone, but I haven't met them face-to-face. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we sort of got off.
You're just going to get on the phone and twist around and get them up here.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me. They're from Texas, and I'm from Texas. That should be a selling point right there.
Right. We need to get them up here. You got to get them up. Well, matter of fact, they participated in the Dallas event when we were there in Dallas, and they did a great job, and you got to get them up here for our next one. That's a good idea.
Well, why don't I come a call and see if they can come up? We'd like to build another couple of three silvers ourselves, and they could certainly step in there and help.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Let me go back to our group and see if Molly or Janice ever came up.
No, we're not here anymore.
Not here. Well, I understand. That's sometimes Saturday mornings are really pretty tough. Well, I know we have Steve. Are you on the line, Steve?
I am.
All right. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing? I know everybody has the objective to go silver. And it takes time, it takes effort. I just wondered if you could give us a little bit of idea of what you're doing right now and what your goals are coming up.
Well, what we're doing right now is we're just kicking off a campaign with our family. We've got a daughter that just graduated from high school a few days ago, and she's been watching her mom work on the computer on a little program that she's put together to how to approach people. And so we're going to be working with her. We've got a son that has just talked to a ton of people over the last 3 years, and he's doing great. And we've been tapping into Denny and Char. I haven't talked to Denny, but I have talked to Char several times and gotten information and ideas. And my upline goes up through the Rooneys and Branhams and. To Ruth and Dennis, Ken Hankins, and then Dave Johnson and up. So we're just pulling on a lot of good information. We're scheduling people. Just a few minutes, we're leaving for a follow-up meeting with a gentleman that has MS, and he's had great results with the water and the sleep system. And we're just really excited.
I was reading over your goals, and one of them said you had a huge poster posted on your fridge. Can you tell us what that says?
Well, it just has the goals there, and we have to see it. We have to see what we're accountable for, and I'm in the process. I've been it's been several years since I've gone through the Humans Being More training, and the goals, it's amazing how many of the goals have been accomplished, but some of them are old and rusty and out of date, so I'm in the process of every picture I see that I like, I'm grabbing the picture, and we're just working on, you know, visualizing and believing, and in fact, this morning I woke up, just before I woke up, I was actually dreaming about prospecting and questions and listening in my dream to Elsa Boynton talking about being so excited and how she just prospects, you know, just makes a gazillion friends and goes out fishing instead of hunting. And I've always been the hunter because of being a professional salesperson for so many years, and it's been a total learning experience to how to be calm and very non-pushy and just loving, and it's been fun. And I'm so thankful for the information that I've got from the group, for listening to the different Pathfinders programs I've been on, and listening to the lifestyle calls in the mornings now for a couple of years, and recording them, and it's been great.
Well, how did you get introduced to the camp, Steve? I don't think I've ever heard your story that I remember anyway.
I was one night, my mother called me and said, "Hey, Steve, I've got a lady that's going to call you. You be nice to her." I try to pride myself as being a nice person, but if someone calls me on the telephone and I don't know who they are and I didn't initiate the call, I just politely, you know, like Reed Nelson says, "We politely got rid of Dave." Well, I politely get rid of them. And so I dodged her for 2 weeks. She'd call, leave messages. I wouldn't answer, wouldn't call back. And finally one morning I was running off to work, and she caught me, and very wisely, Betty Robinson out of Spokane, or out of Michael, Washington, I live in Salt Lake City area, she calls and says, "Hey, Steve, I just have to ask you one question real quick. I know you're in a hurry. Do you really want your feet to hurt for the rest of your life?" And it was like hitting me over the head with a 2x4.
Good question. And so from that, what did you do? Did you insert, or what went on?
I'd been in a car accident 3 years before that. My feet hurt all the time, and they spent $10,000 trying to make my feet quit hurting. Nothing worked. And so she says, "Will you go to wellness preview if I can find one for you?" And I said, "Sure." So, he'd get an email back, telling me where a wellness preview is. I go to the wellness preview. We were already involved in another network marketing company where my wife had been very successful. She dropped 130 pounds in a year and a half, and she was the star here in the Salt Lake market. And she had pretty good success with the product, but we hated the company. Every time we turned around, the company was stabbing us in the back, and it was just horrible. And so I go to the wellness preview. I made a point to sit on the front row because I knew they'd pick on me. They got me up in front, did the strength test. That sort of, got the mind rattling a little bit. And they, again, a very, very smart person, sent me back to my chair with one mag set. Within 20 minutes, my foot had quit hurting. And I'd been on my feet 11 hours that day doing a jewelry remount show, and I literally hadn't taken a break, hadn't taken lunch. I was on my feet for 11 hours. Most of the time, if I was on my feet more than a couple hours in a 24-hour period, I would suffer for a whole week. And within 20 minutes, that foot quit hurting.
Go ahead.
So that got my attention.
Yeah. So if I called you up and said, "Steve, we've never met, but I understand you've got problems with your feet, and I have some shoe inserts. They're very expensive, but I think they would really help, and they're $60. What would you say about that? Because you'd already spent $10,000 trying to get it done.
Well, if somebody would have called me up and told me that information, I would have laughed in their face and hung up on them.
Okay. So if I told you they cost $10,000, would that make a difference?
Well, no, but what I'm saying is I had to have the product experience. If somebody would have called me up and say, "Hey, and probably the only reason I went was because of the credibility of my mother."
Right.
But we
tend to always do that.
Yeah, but it took 2 weeks. And then the right question. Because it was the right question.
Right. So how long did it take you to decide, "Hey, this sounds like it might be a business"?
It took me about a day or two. It took a tremendous amount more convincing of my wife to leave, even though she hated the company, she liked the results, to leave the other company and come and do this.
Right.
sure thankful we did. That's 11 years ago, and we literally, because of my wife having almost an identical accident to mine, several years later, the products have literally saved her life. And so we, I have my life back, but I also have my wife, and that's amazing.
Well, that's sort of what happened to us, too. My wife had arthritis pretty badly, and I didn't know that she didn't sleep for a year and a half. And when I finally found out, I said, why didn't you tell me? And she said, what do you want me to do, wake you up and tell you I can't sleep? So she got on the sleep system. Within 3 nights, she could take all her medication because she didn't have to have that to go to sleep anymore. So same with us. It changed our lives totally. I'd had a car wreck, 4.5 years of headaches, and that went away in about 20 minutes with a necklace. So we can all be very skeptical, but when you really see the results of the products, it can just totally change everyone's life and those you know. Now, is Kathy on the line?
With Kathy.
Okay, Kathy. Tell me again what you're doing right now in order to grow this business. Are you having in-homes at all?
Let me get this. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm having in-homes. I've been having an in-home every Saturday evening, working pretty much with my downline. I had a downline that was the only night that was available. But I'm really ramping it up now, like I said, and that downline, as of Monday, is switching to days. So now that just opens up a lot of opportunity for us.
And tell me why that is. Explain that a little bit to me, if you would.
Well, his schedule, he's been working 12, 15-hour days, and he's been going to work at, like, about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, working all night. Then when he comes home, he has to sleep, and he has 6 kids. And so he's been trying to keep the family going. His wife is out of the picture at the moment. Keep the family going, earn an income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's been impossible for him, and he's been an hourly employee. So he hasn't been able to just take time off, like to get to wellness previews in the evenings during the week and stuff. So we've been concentrating on using Saturday, really utilizing that day for him. But now, with him switching the days, we're going to have the evenings. He's going to be able now to get in on the corporate calls and things like that are so exciting.
Right.
And so it's opening up a lot of opportunity for us now with him.
You know, corporate calls, wellness previews, and, you know, a lot of times when you're talking to people in the business world, they all have evenings off. So
yeah.
It was difficult for him to try and contact people like that when he's having to work those evenings.
Yeah, it really was. You know, I have to give him a whole lot of credit, too, because, you know, he would be working. Technically, he had Friday off and Saturday off, but Friday, since he doesn't get home till like 8 in the morning or something, you know, he needed to sleep. But still take time and do stuff with his kids. His kids are his world.
That's the kind of people you want to find.
It is. We're real busy up here.
Well, I mean, that's what the idea is. It's, you know, you can sit there and be silver or gold or executive, you know, for 10 years if you don't do the work, and it does take work. You know, you've got to talk to people. You've got to be out there making contacts on a day-to-day basis. We try and talk to at least 2 people face-to-face every day, and sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. That's our goal, and we push it pretty hard. I think I've talked to everybody except Mary Margaret. Is Mary Margaret here?
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
You're an executive.
Yep.
What are you doing these days?
What I'm doing is something I learned from somebody else. I did not invent this, but I thought it was a great idea, and I'm I've got some people cooking in the pot now. So far, they are in the oven. They haven't come out of the oven yet. But people are already professional people and don't want to do the business. For instance, my podiatrist, he wears the insoles, but he won't tell anybody about it. So I'm actually supposed to call him later today. I had left the thermographic imaging DVD with him, and I had asked a physician in Ekin to call him, who had agreed to call him, but when I last heard, he had not yet called him. But to get back with him to do this following pattern, I'm also going to call a lady who's looking at this same thing. She's a many years beautician who is using products but won't tell anybody. So the plan I'm proposing to them, which I heard from somebody else, in Nakan, an out-of-state friend, is to offer them the following, that they would simply refer people to me who want more additional healthy things than what they're offering or what they know about. Say, for instance, the water system or the sleep or the just other healthy things for a healthy home. And then I would order for George, for instance, the proposed person, directly to the company, and he pays the company, the company ships to him, but the physician or the petition, whatever, they would get the difference between the wholesale and retail because they're the registered person, and I would get bonus, money coming in, and the person would get great products. So that's what my focus is right now.
Well, I think what happens with professionals is that they're concerned about not looking professional when they start talking about network marketing or other products outside of what they've been taught. I think what will happen is that when one of his patients has really good results, or one of his patients finds somebody else and finds a Nikan product and come back and tell him, that will reinforce something that you told him that he won't listen to.
Right.
So you just have to keep in there and stay in contact and trust that at some point they'll see the light. And sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. That's just the way life is.
Yeah. But that's what I'm using now. But it's great to hear about all your other things that are popping and going well.
I'm interrupting here. Is this Vance's call?
It is Vance's call, yes.
Oh, okay. This is Janice. I'm sitting here. Oh, can we say Mary Margaret?
Hey, Janice.
Hi. Mary Margaret. Nice to hear you.
You too.
Well, Vance had a fireman's ball going on this morning.
I forgot. Okay. I'm sitting here listening and saying, wait a minute here. All right. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Well, I'm glad to have you on the line. We're talking about how people went silver and what they saw the first time they got some executives and went silver. So why don't you tell us a story about what happened when you went silver?
I had shared some product with a store with I shared some of this information with somebody, and somebody else was listening in, and they basically had asked me for some information. And so I worked with Rosie and her people that she was talking to, and she went silver. But I think one of the coolest ones, one of the silvers that went silver, that's how I went silver. Okay, she went silver and I went silver at the same time. And then I worked with her to go silver, but I had a friend that I've been friends with for umpteen years, and we would go out with coffee and lots of times. And, we've just been friends for years. And anyhow, she had this was back when Excel, the phone thing came out. She wanted me to join her, and I didn't. And then my son got in, and of course, then I joined it for him, and blah, blah, blah. Think how you support your kids sometime. And she was a little disappointed. So when I started telling her about Nikan, she wasn't too eager to jump on with me because I had disappointed her. But, it's okay. We were friends. So I just, as friends tell about what's happening, what's going on. And so as I kept telling her things that were happening with me and Nikan and the stories and whatever, one day we were having coffee. This is probably months, because we consistently had coffee. And one day when we were having coffee, she says, I'm ready to sign up now. And anyhow, it's just you just keep talking to people. And I had she just about floored me because that wasn't my purpose at all, telling all the stories and what sneaking is about, but she went silver, and this is another story. She kind of went silver and ended up, you know, sort of like buying her way in. But, you know, that's still cool. I mean, she still has some people underneath her, but she bought a lot of products. You know, I'm Dutch, and isn't it cool? You know, I'd love to have 1,000 people in my line that do nothing but just want to use the product, like, and get it at the cheapest price possible. Isn't that true?
That's exactly right. You know, we sometimes forget about those. We were talking earlier about retail sales, and I think a lot of times we forget that one of the ways that we get volume each month is by introducing this to new people.
What?
The first thing that most new people want to do is try the products. So they'll buy $100 worth of this and $75 worth of that. And if you have, you know, 1,000 people in your organization, as your organization grows, that are getting introduced to this each month, suddenly you're doing $75,000 in product sales just from people who are trying things out. And I think we a lot of times forget that that's where a lot of volume comes from, is new people who just want to try something out that may never do anything with it, but still they want to try it. And, you know, as time goes by, some of those people come into business. Some people still keep buying on AutoShip. We have people that have been in our business for many, many years that don't do anything but still buy the product. $300, $400 every month. So it's just another way that volume comes. So after you met for coffee, you said you weren't really pushing this as a business for her. Is that right?
No, we're friends. I mean, we're just friends. And
sometimes we forget and want this business a lot more than they want it. And so we push sometimes people away by trying to get them in the business. And all we really want to do is be friends, and they'll see this themselves sometimes. And it sounds like that's what happened with you.
Yep. That's all.
Okay, Janice, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Did Molly ever get on the line? Well, we're going to have to get on to Molly. Find out what happened. Well, we've been on the line 45 minutes. This has been a great call, I think. I really appreciate everyone being on and telling their story. I've been going over your goals, and I want to tell you that I'm really, really impressed. The goals are outstanding. I think it shows your commitment, what you're trying to do, and the way and step-by-step to do it is exactly what you're talking about. Everybody's different. Everybody has some slightly different goals, but the bottom line is we like to help other people, and that's really what I think McCann means to me. I meet people all the time who suffer from one thing or another, and McCann has a lot of answers for that if we can just get them interested. So go out there, talk to people, become friends, be open, be honest, put your heart on your sleeve, and this business will grow. I can tell you that from experience. So thanks very much. You guys have a great weekend, and we'll see you all on call next week.
Thank you.
Great job, Bill.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.